This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've all had it happen. Your favourite outfit goes into the wash, fitting perfectly, and then comes out looking like it belongs to someone half your size. Well, what's really going on? And can anything be done to save it? Well, Dr. Nisa Salim from Swinburne University joins us to unravel the mystery of shrinking clothes. Nisa, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much.
Why is it that some clothes seem to shrink so much more easily than others?
Yeah, so it mainly depends on, you know, these clothes fabric that responds to different environments, like can be water or heat, or even during the washing, that movement cycle. So if you look at, the fabric material, there are majorly two types. One is, the natural fibers like cotton and wool. So these are, they love water. So they attract water so quickly that, they easily swell during washing. And when these fibers exposed to heat, especially, during drying, or if you are using hot water for washing, these fibers get more tightened. So that's why, the natural fibers are, the major victims during the, the washing cycles. There are synthetic fibers like polyester. So they are more resistant to shrinkage because, their molecular structure is quite stable under heat and moisture. So it depends on, so that's why, the natural versus synthetic, they react to, these conditions in a different way.
Yeah, let's say we are washing these natural fibres like the cotton, and you say it's the water that stays within the fibre itself once it's heated that causes the shrinkage. Well, let's say we do have them. What temperature can they tolerate? So I know, for example, I always get confused with bed linen. I have cotton bed linen, and I know we're meant to wash it hot to make sure that they're cleaned properly. And then I think, won't that shrink them? So what's the temperature range that we can use?
Oh, that's very interesting. Actually, these, the cotton versus, the wool. So the way they shrink is, way differ. Mm-hmm. For example, the cotton, mainly, the shrinking happens when the fibers, tightening up. So we can, sometimes, we can loosen it again by, soaking in water and stretching it back into shape, while it's damp. So that means, the cotton, the recovery is more possible. But in the case of wool, the shrinkage is usually, comes from felting. Because, when wool, if you wash in cold water or hot water, doesn't matter. The outside of, this wool is made up of material called, it's more like scales. Okay, so I would compare wool with the human hair. So you know that, so the comparison or the similarities between human hair with the wool is that, both are protein material, and there is a material called keratin. It's present in both the fibers. So just imagine, like, someone with a long hair, when, when they wash, the hair get tangled each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, when wool, if you use cold water, doesn't matter, these fibers, that the keratin outside in it, it get tangled each other, and it's really hard for us to untangle.
Ah, so cotton's different. So even though they're both natural fibres, the wool, the temperature doesn't matter what we wash it in, but the cotton, it does.
Yes, wool is, doesn't matter whether it is cold water or hot water, the swelling or the shrinkage is, they are very prone to, shrinkage. Yeah.
But cotton, on the other hand, so cotton, if we wash it, say, at, above 60 degrees, is that prone to shrinkage then compared to using, say, cold water?
Yeah, both, the cotton, 60 degrees or something, you know, I would say it would be, you know, shrinkage would be better than, you know, that experience in, you know, the wool-based fabric. Mm. But one thing we need to remember that both these comes under, you know, the natural fibers category. That means, you know, these fibers tend to, you know, attract, absorb more water, so it gets well.
Right.
So when we apply a little bit of temperature, that means, you know, the fibers are getting even more, you know, the looser. Then let's imagine, like, you know, this cotton fabric undergoing a drying process after that. So what happened is, you know, this trapped water in these fibers, they get evaporated during the process. So means, you know, the fibers lose that extra space that water gave them. So when they, you know, as they dry, the fibers shrink back, means, you know, the fibers become more closer together and it tightens the fabric.
So that's why they feel tight as well. And not just the shrinky, it just sort of feels harder than it did beforehand.
Yes.
Now, you got me excited before, because if I do put something in the washing machine, like a T-shirt, and it shrinks, I, you know, put it in the used clothes bag and donate it to whoever, because I think that's the end of it. But did you say that we could potentially reverse the shrinkage on some items?
I'm saying, like, you know, so generally, so this is very, you know, the unfortunate way to say that, you know, once, you know, the clothing has shrunk, it's usually hard to fully reverse. Because, you know, the fibers have, you know, tightened or tangled. Most of the time, you know, these fibers undergo a permanently, you know, changing their shape. So it's nearly impossible for, you know, wool, wool clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, you know, that is where, you know, I'm bringing, you know, the cotton up front. In some cases, we may be able to recover some of the size. Especially if the shrinkage wasn't too extreme. Okay, so for that, yeah, so maybe, you know, what you can do is, like, you know, you can soak that, you know, the garment in lukewarm water with a bit of, you know, baby shampoo or conditioner in it.
Oh, so baby shampoo or conditioner, we use that.
It's mainly, you know, I always connect, you know, this fabric with human hair. You know, we know that, you know, we apply conditioner in the same way. Why we are applying conditioner to our fibers? You know, just to give, you know, a bit of, you know, we are relaxing, you know, the hairs, right? After a major shampoo wash. In the same way, these fabrics are also made up of, you know, the hair-like, you know, fibers in it. So any plasticizer would work.
So potentially, so we would use a human conditioner, for example, if we accidentally shrink something and it's not too bad, just a little bit, we can soak it in warm water with some hair conditioner, and that will help us reverse the shrinkage.
Potentially, but again, you know, but we need to make sure that, you know, the conditioner, we are using a good quality one, because,
okay,
you know, end of the day, we don't need to, you know, to end up with using harsh chemicals or, you know, left behind, you know, some chemicals on our favorite clothes and that,
Okay, so good quality, harmless conditioner, and I'm going to give it a try. Nisa, I reckon I'm going to see if it works next time, because trust me, I'll be shrinking clothes again.
But see, I would say, like, you know, I can actually share with you the simple techniques I usually follow.
Okay.
Of course, you know, the first thing is, you know, we need to check the label, like, you know, what is the recommendation, whether it is a dry clean or a, you know, the normal, you know, the water, you know, the wash is possible. That is the first thing. But the second thing is, usually if you are relying on, you know, the washing machine, make sure that we are, you know, choosing a very delicate cycle with maybe warm water or very lukewarm water or even cold water if possible. And definitely, you know, avoid any strong detergents, and you always use a mild detergent. Then when we, you know, the drying process, of course, it's a big no to dryer. I would say, you know, go for. I know that is the, especially, you know, the winter time, you know, I wish to rely on. But when I look at my favorite clothes, especially with, you know, the price, when I recollect, I say, oh no, it's not a, you know, dryer. I prefer like a hand dryer or a flat dry, if possible.
Fantastic. So we're going to all try your treatment and see if it works. And and when it comes to just on the actual detergents themselves, I'm assuming that there are good quality detergents out there that we could be using for clothes, and there's also cheap things that could be more harmful. Is that right?
Mainly, you know, like, you know, we say like based on the clothes with the detergent, of course, you know, nobody prefers to use one with really strong chemical combinations in it. Yeah, so that's why I just touch base with you like a baby shampoo.
I love that. Thank you so much for chatting with us. Now we're all be reversing our shrinkage with conditioner. Nisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Pleasure. That's Dr. Nisa Salim, Director of the Swinburne CSIRO National Test Lab for Composite Additive Manufacturing at Swinburne University of Technology.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.